Because testing is not just the object or purpose. It is a phenomena of creation of things. If you know that if you put wheat into the mill, it will come out as flour, does that knowledge, would that knowledge be enough for the people to be fed with that flour? That knowledge would not be enough. And you can also test the mill by pouring in wheat and knowing that it would come out on the other end as a beautiful powdered flour. So Allah's knowledge is not, Allah's universe is not just for the knowledge of Allah and testing. It is for a creative process. And that process has to be there. And if that process is not there, now as a converse I prove it in a different way, then Allah will not have a knowledge. See? So that argument falls automatically. If that process which follows Allah's knowledge, or Allah's knowledge precedes that process, and you say because Allah knows it, so that process can be avoided. So let's avoid that process. You'll also destroy the knowledge. Because knowledge apparently precedes in time, but actually depends in order. Right?